Hello, this is Cody.
Oh, hey, Cody. It's Tina from Local Splash. I'm glad that I got a hold of you. Sorry to hear what
yeah.
you said, that you tried to call in. Maybe it was a glitch in our phone system or something, you think?
Who knows? I don't know. It was just like ringing or whatever, and then it was, I was like waiting for somebody to connect, and then it just hung up on me. So I don't know. Who knows?
It hung up on you. Okay. Well, I'm glad we're connecting now. And tell me what's going on. How come you're wanting to cancel?
I'm just going a little in a little different direction. I have somebody here local helping me with some of my advertising, and I just want to, yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not, but canceling this will dramatically affect your business. Because in the time that you've been with us, it's showing that you have 259 leads that came in through the call tracking number as a result of us promoting you on the first page of Google. The most recent one was a call that came in yesterday, which was from Preston Montgomery. He wanted a 4-foot by 8-foot wall for a commercial property. He left you a voicemail. Do you remember listening to that?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, so that came through.
It came through the Google tracking number, but that's the only number that's on my Google profile. So how do you know it's because of what you did?
Because that number is the number that we purchased for you in order to promote you on the first page of Google, and we're forwarding those calls to you. So if this were to cancel, that call tracking number would be deactivated, and that's, you know, those calls would no longer come towards. So that's the first thing.
Yeah, but
secondly,
I just put a different phone number on there.
Okay, so that's good. So you have to realize that in order to stay on the first page of Google, Google does change the algorithms daily. It happens as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time, mm-hmm. you know, you have a new revision coming through, you have a team of technicians here that will update your information and refresh your data, and that's how we
mm-hmm.
ensure that you won't fall off the first page, right? So
yeah.
If that service stops, then your Google listing might as well become a beautiful billboard out in the desert. It's not going to direct new clients to you if people can't find it. So that's
yeah,
the only
well,
thing I wanted
that.
To make you.
I'm willing to take that risk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
okay.
To take that
I hope you didn't get involved in a Mickey Mouse company that doesn't know what they're doing and create a duplicate listing, because that's a red flag with Google and it's going to hurt your rankings. The reason I ask you that is I'm looking at your Google page right now and it doesn't have your number updated on it. It's still showing our call tracking number. Matter
yeah,
of fact,
because
I'll send
I haven't
you.
Canceled.
Once I get it
canceled and everything, then we'll deal with that.
Okay. So then all we have to do then, if you're confident in the new company, I just wanted to give you some options, is just take care of that past due balance from September 23rd, and then I can cancel the account right after, and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges.
Yeah. Well, and one other reason, too, I was canceling is because I lost my Google business profile there for a while. And that was just kind of a pain. I've been assured by other companies that should have never happened.
I don't know anything about that. All I do is call out and collect the failed payments. But the good news is I can see the Google listing is fine now. One thing you absolutely need to do is work on getting some reviews on it. We've sent you some emails, you know, with a hyperlink to it in the past to encourage you to do that, you know, because once you start getting 5 stars on it, it's going to give you even better results. And, you know, that obviously stays with your business.
Now.
Not on the Google listing I'm looking at. That's why I'm worried that there's a duplicate. I'm looking at it and
there's no
reviews on it. Let me send you a link to it so you can see it. Hold on.
The one that I always Google and find has 5-star reviews. It got 3 reviews on it. And I've had the
okay.
So you didn't know it got reactivated.
You can send it to me in an email if you want to, but this is the one that is getting the results on the first page of Google because those calls are coming in through the call tracking number. So let me show you this.
Did you guys make a duplicate one?
We have the same one that we worked with from the beginning, so I don't know if you're looking at another one, but let me send you this in an email just so you can see it.
Would Google allow two of them?
No, I mean, if you have two of them, it's going to throw a red flag up and it's going to hurt you. So, so far it hasn't hurt you, which is good. But this is, I just sent you a link to the one that I'm talking about that has the 0-star reviews on it. But that's the one that has the call tracking number and where, you know, those hundreds of leads are coming from because it's ranking on the first page under your keywords. The other one, it might not. Are you talking about, because when I Google your business, the only reviews I see, I don't see a duplicate Google listing, but I do see, wait a minute. I see a duplicate Google listing here with the 620-877-0308 number. But it also has no reviews. The only reviews I can see are some 5-star ratings out on HomeAdvisor, but I don't see any on your Google page.
The one that you just sent me is not the one.
So on your dashboard,
Let me share this. Mm-hmm. Let me share this with you. The one that I use and manage.
Mm-hmm.
This one right here.
I see you replied to it. No, not yet. Okay. If you can reply to that email, it'll come.
I sent it to through text message.
Okay. Let me go back to the text messages then.
And see, this one has that call tracking number on it also.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 5-star reviews.
Interesting. That's interesting,
so
yeah, because the one that was linked here, it says it's the exact same profile, and it doesn't show those three. It's so weird because everything else is the same. It says stalking construction services. Yep.
I mean, that's the biggest reason for canceling. I mean, there's just some weird, funky stuff going on that shouldn't be. That's what I can't quite figure out, and it's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you can do if you wanted, Cody. I did, yeah, and I'm going to post it.
Did you open it up? Able to open it up?
I can see it. Yeah, I see it has the 3 5-star ratings. It says.
And there's a bunch of pictures and.
Mm-hmm. And then let me look at the other one. It looks like.
Well, that's why, that, and it has that Google tracking number on here, like the 785-4199 or whatever. And that's, I don't, honestly, they're coming through this Google profile. They're not coming through the one you sent.
The thing is I'm looking at it and it looks like it's the same profile because the ones that I have has the same pictures. So it's weird that yours has 3 reviews on it and this one doesn't. You know what I mean? So that's the thing that's kind of a mystery. And one thing that I could do for you if you wanted to is you have to understand that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior, right? So that's the only reason there is that $199 past due balance is because you're requesting cancellation today, which is October 2nd, and the payment was due on September 23rd, right? So we can't even cancel an account with that past due balance.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm thinking, Cody. Hear me out for a second. Is our verification department are experts in this. We're a premier partner to Google, so we actually have our own support staff on site at Google. So since have to pay that $199 anyway, what I'm thinking is, you know, if you want to pay it and cancel, I respect it and I'll do it for you, you know, and we can part as friends. But since you have to pay it anyway, what I could also do is keep the account open until November 2nd and give them a chance to look at the duplicate that you sent me, contact Google, have them merge so that there wouldn't be another one out there, and then also take our call tracking number off of it and put your own phone number on it. And then once you see everything set up the way that you like it, then you can call back and cancel, and you wouldn't have any further charges, as long as you call back before that November 2nd date, and you'd be able to do that. So I think that that would be the smartest route.
I'm still having to pay that $199 regardless.
That's why I'm saying you might as well have them fix that, since you have to pay that anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have them fix it. And then once everything's set up properly, you can call back and cancel. Because if not, you're going to have some red flags out there, and it's going to hurt you. And who knows if the updates that you're trying to make and changing that phone number is ever going to even stick. And then you wouldn't want people trying to call a phone number for Falcon Construction Services that isn't even valid anymore, you know? So, I mean, that's what I would do if I were you. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, though, that it's so kind of screwed up here with two. I mean, if you, even though you got partners with Google, it's obviously not working. I mean, why would this happen to begin with?
There's a note on here from September 19th that says Google replied to his ticket that most reviews will appear within 24 to 48 hours, but it can take up to 7 business days. So it looks like our technician was already in contact with Google trying to figure out why those reviews weren't posted. So we can definitely, you know, get with them and see, you know, hey, the client sent us this one where they are posted, and then the one that we have doesn't have them posted, because obviously James, who's in the verification department, saw those reviews coming through on your Google business page if he made that ticket with Google, right? He saw that they were coming through, but they weren't published. So that's why he made that ticket in the first place. So other than that, I mean, everything looks good. I mean, it's you know, obviously published now, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You also, you know, I noticed that those calls that are coming through the dashboard, they're going to your voicemail and you're not answering them. And I don't know if maybe you're fearful that if you answer them, you're going to get charged for a Google guaranteed lead, because I see that you have that program running too. So you also could cancel just the Google guaranteed program and keep this program active, or vice versa. You can, you know, pay the past due balance and cancel this program and keep your Google guaranteed leads coming. But just because a call comes through that Google guaranteed phone number, or the tracking number, if you will, that doesn't mean that it's a lead you're going to get charged for. Because all the people that find you organically by coming up on the first page from the programming that we're doing, those are all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a little bit leery since it's so screwed up to keep going with it.
Yes, I understand. I think if you know, you want to cancel either way, definitely you should, but at least have them fix this issue first, since you have to pay for that $199. You know what I mean? Because you can send yourself a reminder maybe in 2 weeks to go on there and look at the Google page.
What would you do if you were in my shoes and somebody really screwed up and then they wanted you to pay the $199 yet?
So it's, I would look at the results. Like, if somebody's screwing up and that's causing your business to not get calls and not get leads and not get activity, then absolutely, you know, I would cancel it. But since you are getting such solid results, that doesn't just happen because you have a Google listing with 3 5-star reviews on it. That happens as a result of hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, algorithm updates. All of that is happening on a day-to-day basis every time a new revision comes in. So, you know, that's the whole thing is, you know, I could see if on the dashboard it said, you know, 10 leads or something, or 10 calls in 11 months that you've been working with us, I would say, oh my goodness, there's a definite problem and it's affecting you, right? But it doesn't say that. It says 259 leads in the 11 months that you've been working with us. And then on Google, it's showing, let me go to this section here, that since you've been working with us, your company was found on the first page 636 times with 152 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So, you know, you did have 323 clicks back in the day through the Facebook ads, but at some point you took those off, but that tracking is still stored on your dashboard.
Oh, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to go ahead and cancel it, and we'll just take the risk, whatever it may be.
Okay. No problem. I'll do that for you. So in order to settle that past due amount, is it going to be on a different card then? Or
can I just send a check?
We don't do e-checks anymore or even the mailed-in checks anymore. We used to, but every once in a while when they do an exception on someone wanting to mail us a check, they require a three-month prepay. So what I would do, if you like, is, you know, if you don't have the $199 right now, you don't have to pay it today, but definitely pay it prior to October 20th, because right now you're only past due $199. On October 23rd, that's going to reoccur to $398, and it continues to do so until this settles.
Yeah, so why can't that? You don't accept checks?
No, not anymore. So,
what in the world?
Yeah, here's why. When COVID happened, our business, we own our own building, in Fountain Valley, California, but our business went completely virtual. So that building, is being rented out by another company, and everybody that works at Local Splash is all virtual, including our finance department. So if you were to mail a paper check to Fountain Valley, California, being that our business is all virtual, it would still go to some mailbox over there, but who knows if the other business that's renting it will get it or where it goes, right? So since there's not somebody physically with Local Splash at that office, it's not really safe to even send it there. You know what I mean? Because we have a dermatology office renting space there. We have a recovery business renting space there, a law firm. So there's a lot of different businesses in that location. So we're all, you know, remote now. So what I would recommend, if you're worried about giving a new credit card or something, is you could go to like Walmart or 7-Eleven and put like $199 on like a prepaid card and call back with that, and we could settle it that way. But even if you gave me a new card number right now, the good news is once I charge it, you'll get an email that says your account's been canceled with a cancellation number. So you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges, right? Plus, we already have the card on file that ends in 0777. So if you, let's say that you just needed to transfer some money into that so we could process it, you could also do that. Just use that same card number that we have, and then we could process it, and then you get your cancellation number assuring that you wouldn't have any further charges.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we don't just cancel an account, and then you have to wonder, you know, you get it in writing that it's been canceled with the cancellation confirmation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a card number here if we can get it canceled and taken care of right now.
Yep, you'll get that email in a couple of minutes. So my only question, Cody, would be, is the billing address still the 513 Columbus for this new card?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so go ahead with the number when you're ready.
5290.
Okay.
5843.
Mm-hmm.
0505.
Okay.
9967.
Okay, and expiration?
0728.
0728, and then the code?
799.
799. Okay, so let me get this final payment authorization, and then I'm going to process the cancellation, and you will be good to go. So bear with me here. Okay, so that went through. So now I'm going to process the cancellation. Let me see here. I have to select a reason. I'm just trying to see what it would fall under. I'll just put it under performance because you said there were issues with your Google Business page. Okay, so I'll put it under performance. And I'm canceling the account. Excellent. Okay, so the cancellation went through. Your email will be there in just a couple of seconds. It's in the queue right now, but I'll make sure that you get it so that way you don't have to worry about anything else. The number you want to promote for your business is the 1-620-877-0308, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send a message over to the verification department and ask them if they would go in and just try to also remove the call tracking number. That way, you know, you can start getting calls to your own phone number because some reason it didn't stick on your end. But I'll at least request that. And then if it's doable, that would be live within 1 to 3 business days. But did you get the cancellation email?
I got a text message.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when the email is sent, it will automatically trigger a text. So that email should be in your inbox. And if you don't see it in the inbox, it would be in the filtered mail. But you got it?
Yeah, I got it in my email. Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that this didn't work out for you longer term, but I'm glad that I was able to assist you. And if you need anything else, you could always call me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Cody. Have a great rest of your week, too.